It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
When my mother was going through chemotherapy, somehow, David, in the mail, we never figured out who, somebody sent her this like goofy green clown wig. Now, my mother, trying to keep an upbeat attitude, she would wear it when she would go to get chemo because she had lost her hair. So that's not everyone's idea of making yourself feel confident and beautiful. But for her, it worked, just doing something different and finding the humor and the joy in life.
You know, it's a tough subject, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is tough. You and I were just talking about it. We often talk about the chemicals to avoid to prevent it, but we often don't speak about those that are going through it or have survived it and what they can do. And one thing is the loss of confidence during it, because often you can lose your hair. Us guys are used to it, but for women, they're not. With breast cancer, often, you know, you are having the cancer removed. And so you've got all these elements, let alone fighting for your life. And it can just take away your confidence and how you feel about yourself. And so today's guest, she's a regular. Sorry. See, I'm still stuttering from our earlier segment. But Kara Brooke, Kara, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Kara, share with us some things that people that are fighting cancer can help build their confidence. Maybe even women that aren't fighting cancer, but ways they can look more beautiful and feel better about themselves.
Well, the one thing that first sticks out to me that I talk to women about all the time, and I've actually talked to women who have lost their hair or other women that are going through really hard things, and it does, I'm sure it's so hard on your confidence. But I think the main thing that I see in the women that do go through this and then they do come out even more confident in so many ways are the ones that they don't focus on the negative. And I always tell women this in any walk of life. If they come to me with, you know, I have this problem, how do I fix it? I understand that, and I do try to help them, but when I start out a makeover with, I have this problem, it never, ever turns out as well as if I just look at them and find what I think is beautiful, and we just bring that out. So if people focus on, you know, if you've lost your hair, instead of focusing on that, if you focus on, you know, your beautiful eyes show up so much more now, you know, or now you can wear these beautiful scarves, or, you know what I mean? It's all, to me, it's all about your focus and your gratitude. That's, to me, what brings out the beauty in you, because when you're always looking, you know, as soon as you look in the mirror, you're always seeing the things that you don't like about yourself. Matter what you do with those things, you're just going to find more things you don't like about yourself. So to me, changing that focus is hard, and it definitely takes work. But if you really try to work on it every time you think about those negative things, if you just turn it off, that's one thing that's huge. And I know it's really not a makeup thing necessarily, but it's just the way you approach your makeup and your hair.
Kara, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I really do. I mean, for example, I'm thinking if somebody has green eyes and they get this gorgeous green scarf or maybe a different color scarf, although I've noticed, and you're the expert, but I have green eyes. And when I wear green near my face, they just pop.
Oh, yeah.
And, right, I think my eyes are my best feature. And, you know, because my nose is kind of crooked, or I have this or I have that. But if I go in there saying, you're right, my nose is crooked and I need a makeover versus, okay, I love my eyes, I love the shape of my cheek or whatever it is, you're right. Mm-hmm. So that applies to all women. But I think especially if you're dealing with losing your hair, and also they often lose eyebrows and eyelashes too,
mm-hmm.
which is a big challenge.
And with the eyebrow and eyelash loss, there again, embracing it, but you can draw on your eyebrows. I don't even have eyebrows hardly, and I just draw them in, and you can add eyelashes when you want to feel that way. But I just see with the confidence, a lot of women just embracing the differences and embracing what their life has brought them to at this point, and just rocking it, just getting excited about it rather than looking at it as a negative thing and taking it as a challenge. And it's easier said than done, but that would be my number one thing.
I totally agree, because let's face it, if you're facing breast cancer, you've got the fight, in all seriousness, the fight for your life, and the treatment mm-hmm. is going to kill off a lot of the fast-growing cells, one being the cancer, two, it's going to dry out your skin, you'll have loss of hair. So just surviving it and getting through it, mm-hmm. you're a beautiful person and realize it,
exactly.
and you'll live through it and get to see your loved ones. That alone should be, you should be the proudest, because you fought a fight that and won. And so that alone, mm-hmm. you should have a huge amount of confidence. And number two, like you're saying, if it does make somebody feel more confident, then touch up the areas that they are concerned. But like you said, embrace them, you know, especially if you have loss of hair. Some people I know wear wigs, or I did have a cousin of mine that did lose her hair in the battle, and she would go out as bald as can be, but it was hysterical because there'd be another bald person walking through the mall with her, and they'd spot each other and both go over and hug
and
each other.
High-five.
And I think it would.
So
and you'd realize they're both fighting it together, and two total strangers
yeah.
now have a bond. And I get choked up with a particular picture thinking about it each time, because the love that's seen in that picture is amazing. And both of them look as stunning as can be. And you're so proud of them. And so, you know, it's truly the confidence has to start on the inside. But I know everybody has an insecurity, even as a guy who's not mm-hmm. faced with this. I have my own insecurities, and we need to overcome them. And then I guess a lot that you do with makeup is to hide what we see are imperfections and highlight our features, because I think mm-hmm. most women notice their imperfections, whereas guys, we don't notice it. I think
yeah.
every woman is beautiful. Every woman comes up, did you notice this or that? I'm thinking, where? I don't see it. Let me get a magnifying glass.
My husband thinks I'm crazy. Oh, come on. And he'll, like, I see every little flaw, and he's like, you're beautiful to
yes.
me. And I'm like, well, you're just saying that because you're my husband. But I'm like, oh, I should take that to heart, you know, not take it for granted.
Stop there for a minute. Your husband chose you. One, you are beautiful, and your husband chose you. That alone should give you more confidence, because the two of you, it's the two of you against the world. You should realize right there alone, you know, he sees your beauty, and quit worrying about the little things.
Oh, thank you.
That's I say that not just to Lisa, but meeting Lisa, but everybody listening, you know, and embrace it and feel confident. The confidence is what's going to truly make you look beautiful.
Yeah, and I think for me, gratitude always brings me so much confidence. And like I say, when you see those women, I mean, just thinking of the women that you've seen that are just gleaming of confidence, they're grateful for their bodies. They're grateful for what they do have. And it's hard to be picking out your flaws all the time when you're grateful for your body. And, you know, there's so many people that have so much harder things to deal with, like women with cancer. So us that aren't going through anything really difficult at the time, then it seems so ungrateful to not just embrace what you have.
Yeah, and on top of that, too, you know, the women who have had mastectomies or double mastectomies, I mean, they're dealing with their body completely changing. Have you dealt with anyone that around that, Kara, in terms of fashion or dress, you know, helping them dress to make them look and feel their best?
You know, I haven't dealt with that, but I think that it's the same thing. There are the Wonder Bras and the, I know they have the mastectomy bras that fill in the other side or however that works, but it's the same thing. I think it's just making the choice. There are times when you just want to be able to fit in everything, but there are times when you want to just be able to be yourself and show your, you know, when I had Christian, I got my son, I got a ton of stretch marks, and I was really upset about them at first, but once I realized that these show what I've been through. They show that I'm a mother, and they show that, you know, what I was
the key is to
do.
The key is to embrace it.
Like,
the key is to embrace it. Okay. And our listeners, I invite you to go to mascara.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.